This psalm, I love it. The more and more I discover about this psalm as I read through it with you, the more I am loving it. I have said this 100 million times, and I've also been told 1 million times not to exaggerate. That's a little joke, you know. I'm loving this psalm because it's the one psalm where David is worshipping and he's praising his Almighty God. And he's not asking for anything at all. He is just telling him as it is. And he is enjoying this experience. Look what he says. Now, when he says they, he's referring to the latter part of verse 10 that says, all your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. And your faithful followers will praise you. Verse 11. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. I'll say that again. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. Well, let's look at the glory of God's kingdom. Have you sensed the glory of God's kingdom? I tell you this, many times on Worship Radio 247, since its existence, we have experienced God's glory, that I am convinced of. It happens often, beloved. It happens when we are in such intimate worship to Almighty God, we get a glimpse of His glory. His glory shines. It absolutely shines down, and it's not my imagination. Because not only is the glory of God hitting this studio right here where I am, it's hitting you where you are. And I have had testimony after testimony of people telling me that they have sensed God's glory and they've sensed His power and His Spirit. I need you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. Why wouldn't they speak of the glory of God's kingdom? Because it is so glorious. I can't think of another word. The word glorious is perfect for this. Because, you see, God's kingdom is absolutely glorious. When you're in the presence of Almighty God, when you are worshiping in spirit and in truth, let me tell you, nothing else matters. There is nothing on this planet that matters more than that. And that's intimate worship. Quite simply that. That is intimate worship. When you are worshiping in that extent, when you are singing with your arms stretched out as I was yesterday, oh my goodness. It is so intimate that all your other problems and disasters, they all slip away. They all fall away. This very morning, I was awoken by a problem. Quite a serious problem, actually. And that is that we needed to call a plumber. We needed to call a plumber because there was no heat and no water. And a plumber needed to be called, and it was going to be expensive. And so I concerned myself about that, and I thought, oh, we can't have anything else go wrong, can we? And then the drain's blocked. And it goes on. I've also realized that we are having financial problems here, so much so, I need to go to Nashville in Tennessee. I need to go in March for the National Broadcasters Association meeting. There is a series of meetings I have to go to. I literally have to go there. And we don't have the money for the ticket. Another thing that has been added to the list. Another problem that has been added to the ever-increasing number of problems. But beloved, as soon as I came down here and I started to worship, all of those problems drifted away. They didn't exist anymore. Because we are sensing the glory of God's kingdom. It goes on to say, they will give examples of your power. And that, beloved, is testimony. Go with me really quickly to Revelation. And the 12th chapter. and verse 11. Let's go there, and this is what it says. And they have defeated him, that is, the evil one, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. The point I'm trying to make out here is they defeated Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Beloved, when you look at this psalm and you look at what it says here, I'm going back to it real quick. I wish I could do it faster. I really do. But when you go back to that particular verse and it says, they will give examples of your power, that is testimony. That is what is called testimony. I'm trying to tell you here why it's important and how important testimony is. Revelation tells you right there. Satan is defeated by two things. Firstly, by the blood of the Lamb of God. So when we are baptized in his blood, when we are shrouded in God's blood, in Jesus' blood, and we testify about the power of God and what God has done in our lives, what's the net result? Bye-bye, Satan. Goodbye. Go away, you silly little man. It is gone, beloved. He has to go because he is defeated by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb of God. That is how Satan is testified, or Satan is defeated. Oh, sorry, I'm getting so passionate here because I mean it so much. Satan is completely flummoxed by that. Satan does not know what love is. Satan does not want to be anywhere near love. And that is why love overcomes everything. So check this out. With the love of God that permeates into your life, with the word of your testimony, and when you are shrouded in his blood, you overcome the evil one. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. Beloved, not only they are going to speak of the glory of God's kingdom, not only they are going to give examples of God's power, but guess what? You are. You are going to do that from this very day. I believe the Lord is going to commission you to go out into the world and to do that which God wants you to do anyway, and that is to tell people the good news. Tell them what God has done for you. Tell them about God's power that permeates when you worship him in spirit and in truth. Tell people what God has done through you. Tell people of his power. And I believe right now there is a commissioning happening. I feel it. I feel it deep in my spirit. You're listening to this and you're saying, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. That's me. That's me. Well, get ready. Because the sword is about to fall on your shoulder. The sword of the Spirit of God himself is going to fall on your shoulder and is going to commission you. And I want you to say this. Say yes, Lord. Right now, say those wonderful words. Just say yes, Lord. Just say yes, Lord. And whilst you're saying yes, Lord, I'm going to take you to yet another scripture. Oh, I'm on fire here. I'm going to take you to another scripture. We're going to go to Isaiah And that's the wrong chapter. We're going to go to Isaiah. I'll get there in a moment, don't you worry. It takes so long with this. We're going to go to Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read this to you. Just listen to this. Just before the commissioning happens, I want you to listen to these words, okay? It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord sitting on a lofty throne, and his train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each carrying 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. And they were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Their faces shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. And then I said, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I'm a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." And then I heard the Lord asking, "Whom shall I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am. Send me.
I need you.
Here I am. Send me." I believe this commission is going to happen right now. I want you to listen to a few bars of this music.
Oh, I need you. I need you so much more. Come. Come. Come, Spirit, come.
Okay. It's time for that commissioning now. I want you to say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am here, Lord, waiting for your commission. And I declare those words spoken in Isaiah and chapter 6. Here I am. Send me. In Jesus' name I pray. Commission me now, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. And as the Lord is commissioning you, I want you to listen now to this music, to this song, and then join in as well.
I see the Lord, and he is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. I see you, Lord, and you are high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. And I cry, "Holy, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord most high." And I cry, "Holy, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord most high."
I see the Lord.
I see the Lord, and he is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. I see you, Lord, and you are high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. And I cry,
Beloved, I just know that commissioning is happening across the world right now. And I'm so grateful to God. I'd love to hear from you if you have been commissioned. Studio at worshipradio247.org. Just write, I was commissioned. That's all you got to say. And if you don't want me to contact you, of course I won't. It doesn't matter. It's just lovely to know as we go right on with Chris Tomlin now.
Singing high.